USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's top three Democratic leaders are facing controversial allegations. Governor Ralph Northam vows to stay in office amid a scandal generated by a racist photo in his medical school yearbook.
Virginia also needs someone who is strong, who has empathy, who has courage, and who has a moral compass. And that's why I'm not going anywhere.
Northam spoke to CBS this morning. Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax is facing accusations of sexual assault. Attorney General Mark Herring admits to wearing blackface while he was in college in the 1980s. Virginia House Delegate Patrick Hope plans to introduce articles of impeachment on Monday following the two separate claims of sexual assault by the state's Democratic Lieutenant Governor. The bill would then have to be approved by the House, and then the Senate would hold a trial. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
President Trump tweets, his second summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un is set for the 27th and 28th of February in Hanoi. He says, quote, I look forward to seeing Chairman Kim and advancing the cause of peace. As Senate Democrat Amy Klobuchar announces her run for the White House, there's reports of some unhappy former staffers. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Some former staffers of the Minnesota Democrat say she's a brutal boss who often abuses her authority and mistreats them. Some former aides describe a toxic office environment, including demeaning emails, thrown office supplies by superiors, and requests for staff to perform personal chores for Klobuchar. Klobuchar defenders, including some other former staffers, have gone on the record and pushed back, saying that the critique is grounded in sexism against a woman who does demand excellence from her employees.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At the box office this weekend, The Lego Movie 2, the second part, was easily the top ticket seller in theaters, but the film's $35 million opening failed to stack up to its expected haul of around $50 million. The new comedy starring Taraji P. Henson called What Men Want came in at number 2 at $19 million, and the latest effort from Liam Neeson and Laura Dern called Cold Pursuit came in at $10 million. Coming in at number 4, The Upside with Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston, and slipping down to number 5, the M. Night Shyamalan movie called Glass, starring Bruce Willis. Construction of a new border wall in the Rio Grande Valley is set to begin in the next few days. USA's Rick Vincent reports Congress approved the $600 million for the 33 miles of wall in the area last year.
Chief Patrol Agent in that area, Rodolfo Karish, says they have one of the highest numbers as far as illegal border crossers.
All of this was based on the requirement of what field operators were telling us there that they needed. Every 14 days, we have as many people that showed up in San Diego as far as the caravan.
The area doesn't get as much attention from the media because rather than caravans of people, it's mostly families and individuals who show up at the border crossing in large numbers. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.